फैमिली जो है नोन एज दी काजी फैमिली इन बलोचिस्तान, माई अंकल काजी मोहम्मद ईसा मरहूम, वो काफ़ी एक्टिव थे मुस्लिम लीग में और ही वॉज ए वेरी यंग वर्कर फॉर द कायद और अलॉन्ग विद मियाँ जाफर खान जमाली एंड फ्यू अदर्स. He established the Muslim League of Balochistan. फिर मेरे वाले साहब उनके बड़े भाई थे काजी मोहम्मद मूसा. वो वैसे पॉलिटिक्स में शौक रखते थे लेकिन इतने एक्टिव नहीं थे जितने मेरे अंकल काजी ईसा. माई फादर स्टडीड एट ऑक्सफोर्ड यूनिवर्सिटी. आई मेट माई मदर there. She was not a student there. She had come over from Ireland, which was her hometown, you see, huh? And they met at a party, you know. But being Irish and being, you know, her background, she came from a farming community in County Kerry, which is the westernmost most point of Europe. She was very active with APWA, the All Pakistan Women's Association, and all, you know, huh? And she had, you know, many other extremely renowned ladies, you know, who were part of the Balochistan APWA. Mm-hmm. My mother just come in, you know, recently from England. She participated in that. And my father and mother used to talk a lot about politics. In 56, my father died in a road accident. My mother really, I mean, I've read some reports about her, this, that, and the other, even some of them about you, that she was thinking of going back to Ireland. And I had said, no, mommy, this is my country. None of that is true. She had no intentions. She knew that, and her thing was that this is Ashraf's country, not that Ashraf had told her, this is my country, and you know, maybe if it come to that, I would have said that, but I mean, she didn't need to be told that, it was automatically and all, you see. And already she had been accepted to a great extent, you know. I used to call her Mummy in Pashin, and so people who were 40 years older than her would call her Mummy because they heard me calling her. So she was known as Mummy throughout Pashin and all. And she was very active in social work and straightforward, helpful, all of that. But very low-key during my father's lifetime. And my stepsister married Khair Bakhshmari, Sardar Khair Bakhshmari, who became a very significant political figure amongst the Baloch resistance, you see. And my mother, was very, very familiar, and Khair Bakhsh respected her, you know, respected her because of her character, honesty, straightforwardness, and helpfulness, etc., you know. And her thing was that look, you're a Sardar, you're doing this, that, and the other, and all, but make sure that your children are educated and all, you know, because the coming generations will not forgive people who give a pass to education and all. And when my mother was in Parliament and this constitution was being made, a lot of people had told Wali Khan, because that how can you, she's a foreign lady, she's a widow, she's vulnerable, how can you trust her, you know, because the NAP had won all the seats in Balochistan, and therefore the women's seat was awarded by them to my mother, you know? And so Wali Khan ko log kehte the, you know, can you trust her, this, that, and the other. To akhbar mein aaya tha one statement of Wali Khan. He says, you know, if Begum Musa was a Pakhtun, I might have thought about what you're telling me, but she's from Ireland. When I arrived, a lot of people thought that I've come to convince my mother to this thing. And I said, my mother is fully Irish, but I'm half Irish. You think I would, not question of dare, that I would care to tell my mother to vote against her conscience, you know, and she's a sensible enough person, and all, I would do it. But there was the assumption, because I was in service, you see, and I was a second secretary, first secretary, just newly promoted first secretary, and that naturally I'll do what I'm told. There's always a certain amount of truth in that, but I know I did not tell my mother, nor would I have ever told my mother. And in fact, my mother even gave a statement that if you think he's coming to do this, I'll tell him to resign.